I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump back in Washington Friday after spending several days in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly. The president seething over the whistleblower complaint that triggered a U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry. The complaint says that Trump sought help from the new president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. President Trump stepping up his attacks on the whistleblower. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He says it sounds more and more like the so-called whistleblower is not a whistleblower at all, and rather a partisan operative that could be previewing an attempt to argue whistleblower protections don't apply here, which in turn might open a new front in his fight with Congress, where Democrats are pledging to protect the person who filed the complaint. The president yesterday suggested whomever gave information to that person is close to a spy. In audio released by the LA Times, he compared it to treason, which is punishable by death. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A U.S. airstrike in Libya Thursday has killed 17 Islamic State fighters, according to the U.S. Africa Command. The statement from AFRICOM confirmed earlier reporting by VOA that a counter-IS strike by U.S. forces had killed more than 10 militants. It is the third U.S. strike this month against a terror group in the southwestern Libyan town of Merzouk. Dengue fever is spreading rapidly across Central America. That's according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies on Friday. The head of the IFRC's regional office for the Americas called the outbreak unprecedented. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than 300 captives have been rescued from a building in the northern Nigerian city of Kaduna. A police spokesman said Friday most of the captives are children and many were found in chains. Kaduna State Police Commissioner Ali Janga.
Small children, some of them are brought from our neighboring countries, Burkina Faso, Mali, Ghana and the rest. And the children gathered here are from all over the country, across all over the country. They were here. Some of them were even chained. They were used. Dehumanize.
Police said the building housed an Islamic school and that seven people thought to be teachers at the school had been arrested in the raid on Thursday. The children have been moved to a temporary camp at a stadium in Kaduna and would later be moved to another camp in a suburb of the city while attempts are made to find their parents. A body armor wearing Prince Harry of Britain on Friday followed in the footsteps of his late mother. The same walk by Princess Diana through an active minefield in Angola years ago helped to lead to a global ban on deadly weapons.
Landmines are an unhealed scar of war.
As minas são uma cicatriz não curada da guerra.
By clearing the landmines, we can help this community find peace, and with peace comes opportunity.
Harry said retracing his mother's path was quite emotional. He also remotely detonated a decades-old mine, met with mine-clearing teams, and was visiting the orthopedic hospital his mother visited for her meetings with mine victims. France is mourning the death of its longtime political leader, Jacques Chirac, the country's president from 1995 to 2007. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
In global politics, Chirac is best remembered as the first leader to acknowledge France's role in the Holocaust and as a staunch opponent of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Today, many French people admire him for that.
Maybe something that people abroad will remember is when he stayed firm in his position with the USA on the Iraq War.
But some also say that he failed his own people, especially during his second term as president.
He didn't do the necessary reforms, and everyone is now suffering from it.
Chirac left office in 2007 amid record low approval ratings and was later convicted of diverting public funds during his time as mayor of Paris. But a poll in 2010 suggested he was the most admired political figure in France. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Chirac died Thursday in Paris at the age of 86. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
The VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.